My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
7-1, the victory yesterday over the Royals. KC continues their tailspin. They've lost 7 straight games, while the Guardians just continue to try to get more of a buffer, Kenny, between them and the rest of the Central that lead up to 4.5 games over Minnesota, who lost yesterday, and now 5.5. over the Kansas City Royals.
I've asked the question, when you're not comfortable anymore, when are you comfortable? Before it was discomfort, now it's comfort. When are you comfortable?
Comfort.
I'm not comfortable yet.
Well, they're going to make the playoffs. They're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah, is it just the end of the season now, or the end of the regular season? Like, once you know they're in, then you're comfortable?
Well, put it this way. Yesterday, got the text message from our folks in Little Italy asking if we could be a part of the Columbus Day festivities again.
And we or you?
Well, they know that you've been there before.
It's okay if it's you.
And
you're the Italian.
I said, I think I'm in. The only question is, how long am I staying and whether or not we've got playoff baseball to go.
I overstayed my welcome last year.
Well, last year we didn't have playoff baseball to get to, but there have been years where I had to leave. I couldn't just stay there all day.
Yeah.
And I had to rush down downtown to get to the game.
You did.
So I would say that I'm feeling pretty confident that I'm going to have to cut my activities short again.
That's
this year.
Next month. Boy, time just flies by, doesn't it? I enjoy the Italian people.
Hey, paisanos!
I feel like the senator and godfather, but it's not that way, I promise you. I really actually enjoy them.
We missed the grease pole this past weekend at St. Rocco's.
No!
I know!
Why even do a show if we're going to miss the grease
pole? I missed it. I asked, and
busy coaching youth football, man. What are you going to do?
Would have been fun.
They can't just grease a pole this weekend?
Last week was the week.
Yeah, why do you have to grease a pole just one weekend?
Is that the rule, no grease poles after Labor Day?
I always wonder where they practice.
That's why you don't wear white. Be covered in grease.
Be covered in grease.
Like, where do they set up their practice, their heat? They've got to figure that out. It can't just... I'd be shocked if that's just on game day. That's the first time we do it. Like, the Browns practice. They might not have practiced as much as you wanted them to, but they still practice.
Well, at least a walkthrough.
Some guy has, like, climb 10
through.
Acres in LaGrange.
Yeah.
And then he got in the back of the woods. There's the pole. Ah, they're greasing it down. We got to get ready for next year.
And they have to make sure to obscure it from any of the rival factions.
Were they using regulation grease?
That's the other thing.
There's a whole science to this.
There really is.
Next year, Mitch, remember, we should bring on somebody from St. Rocco's to explain the grease.
Mm-hmm.
He'll remember.
It's one of
he will remember.
It's one of the great traditions in all of sports. Anywho, the Guardians, another
the
victory.
Thrill of victory.
Now, I did
the
talk
about... The agony of the grease.
I did... I talked about Kwan's struggles recently, but Joe Murs did add he had RBI late in the game last night, so that was nice.
Yes.
But He's down under 300, which
is batting 199 since the break.
So he's the one, like, oh, and I know you were challenging me off the air. Feel free to bring it up.
Oh, and I'll challenge you on the air, Anthony. Should. Don't worry about it.
You should. Why save it for off the air? But
well, you ended the segment last segment saying, why are fans on the roller coaster of a? They're acting like this is a 500 team. They're 21 games over. But, and you've brought it up more than anyone on this show, they are five, since the hot start, they're 500 since like June.
Yeah.
They are a 500 team. They've been playing 500 ball forever. They just started, they gave themselves a great head start on the season. But we're here right now. Then this is what they've been. This is why we get the mood swings of a fan base.
I did just check. Now, 2 weeks ago, people will know, well, a few weeks ago, it was just the last 60 games. But then because they were teetering and losing so many games, then I changed it to 65, 70. Now we're at 80. Last 80 games, the Guardians are 41-39. That's still the 13th best record in baseball in that time span. So it shows you what. This to me. So if you're asking me why you're bringing up comfort and Owen, you're bringing up, well, that's a long stretch of games to just basically be 500. Absolutely right. You guys are 100% right. I'm not as confident as I'll get out with this team. I don't know how you could be with that. With all of that said, man, is it wide open this
year. Confident? Who's confident?
Right. Who is confident?
There's one team I know of that should be confident, or fan base should be confident right now.
Daryl's confident. I think Daryl's pretty damn confident.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
And Daryl's a very pessimistic person.
As a base, though, like any, I'm saying any fan base for any team in Major League Baseball, save the Astros, who's confident right now and what's about to happen for them in the next month and a half.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think anybody is.
I didn't ask Yankees fans. I doubt they're confident.
No.
Orioles, the Orioles who have the best record in the AL right now, ask their fans. I doubt they're confident. We'll Mitch, have a guy on from Baltimore today.
Are you confident, Mitch?
Not particularly. No, I'm confident in the Guardians, though.
Okay, that's interesting.
Doesn't help anything.
Is this an all-time like down year in Major League Baseball where any number of how many teams could win it all, or do you just think that that's what it is every year? That's how the playoffs work.
I wouldn't call it a down year. I'd say it's probably pretty good.
I think it's an up year.
Down year, I'm talking about...
You don't have a runaway.
There's no dominant teams right now.
Fair, but I that's what I know what you meant, but I meant that in the sense of... Like, you have a dominant team in the Chiefs, but I still think, in reality, I think there's like four fan bases that can say we have a chance to win a Super Bowl in earnest and not just hope. In baseball, I think you got about eight fan bases. I think you got double. That's almost a third of the league, for crying out loud, that thinks right now they can win a World Series.
We've got 23.
And we are one of them.
23 games left. They'd have to go 20-3 to get to 100 wins, which is fine. They don't have to get to 100 wins because nobody's getting to 100.
Right.
Baltimore, New York, Cleveland. Do you want to throw Minnesota in there? I mean, they got a 95% chance to make the postseason.
Yeah, I guess.
Houston, that's five. Philly. Do I throw Atlanta in there?
I think Atlanta always feels
seven.
Okay.
Eight with Milwaukee. Nine with the Dodgers. 10 with the Padres. I got 10 right there. Diamondbacks, you want to throw them in there? They were in the National League. Or excuse me, they were in the World Series last year. So that's 11. It's healthy. It's healthy for a year at least. Good stuff.
So yesterday, you had an interesting set of circumstances where Rocchio vote apparently signaled for him to bunt. And then next thing you know, hits a home run. And they had some fun with it after the game.
I got a pretty hard time in the dugout for that one, you know, for putting the bunt sign on. But it's just, it's refocusing. You know, it's really easy when you don't do your job or you don't get the job done to get down on yourself and just give away an at bat. But he got a pitch up and he crushed it.
I don't like that the players are openly challenging the authority of the manager.
Wow.
We got a yay boo dugout.
Letting the inmates run the asylum, Kenny.
I'm smiling. It's okay. It's always good when you win.
Yeah, absolutely. By the way, starting pitching. So we've been talking about hitting. Bibee gave up 2 hits yesterday in 6 innings. He struck out 6. The performances just continue to get better and better and better by the starting pitching.
Yeah.
I know Mitch yesterday wanted us to ask if we thought the starting rotation was starting to come into a position of a strength. Yes. Mm.
Especially over the last couple of starts, and I even wrote it down today, are the deadline acquisitions that we made, which were initially seen by many as...
panned by many.
Yeah. Are they starting to kind of come around come October?
Okay, what's your read on that?
It's September, so I would have to say, yeah, aren't they starting to come around?
Wake me up.
When September ends.
The funny thing is, we weren't looking for, and I don't think we expected, any kind of dominance in that regard with the deadline moves, certainly. But you only need a few to start making you feel, hey, maybe this can work out for this team. Between Cobb and Boyd and then Gavin Williams and... Bibee?
It's just last week. People are cussing them clean out for the, quote, lack of moves. That's roller coaster stuff, man. That's a yo-yo. That can't be done.
And then I watched Alex Cobb be perfect through 6 on Sunday. And
yeah,
the fingernail didn't seem to be a problem anymore.
Although
he got hit in the hand on a comebacker. But
Bibee talked about how important it is here down the stretch, making those in-game adjustments.
I think it's super important. I think just finding what works, finding what hasn't worked in the past, and just kind of adjusting off of that. And even adjusting off of that mid-game, I mean, everyone always talks about baseball's a game of adjustments, and that's pretty much what it is, especially pitch to pitch, at bat to at bat.
So you've got Lively going today as you look for the sweep, and then you are in Los Angeles where you go Boyd, Cobb, and Gavin Williams.
I'm okay with that. Well, I'm okay with that right now.
It feels like you got to be much more okay with it than, like you guys said, a week ago.
Yeah, feeling good. Real good.
That's it for about last night.
Outstanding as always, Tone. Well done as always.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.